Radio Prague News.
Speakers at a ceremony at the site of a former World War II ghetto at Terezín in central Bohemia have warned of a rise in neo-Nazism in the Czech Republic. With heavy rains expected to continue over the next couple of days, there's a threat of flooding in some parts of the country. And the Czech Republic were beaten by Switzerland at the Ice Hockey World Championship in Germany on Saturday evening. Speakers at a commemorative meeting at the site of a former World War II ghetto at Terezín in central Bohemia have warned of a rise in neo-Nazism and racism in the Czech Republic. The director of the Terezín Memorial, Jan Munk, said that today the victims were Romanis, next will be Jews, and then other people. He said as a Jew and a citizen, he felt threatened by neo-Nazism and called on state bodies to take greater action against the danger. Some of Prime Minister Jan Fischer's own family members were killed after being interned at Terezín. He said at Sunday's ceremony that he'd been disappointed by the results of a mock election held in Czech schools that suggested over 7% of 15 to 19-year-olds would support the far-right Workers' Party of Social Justice. Mr. Fischer said that the area of values was being emptied out in Europe thanks to an overemphasis on so-called real politics. This area was being left to those who are against freedom and democracy, he said. Heavy rains are expected to continue in parts of the Czech Republic over the next couple of days. Forecasters said Moravia, Silesia and the Bohemian Moravian Highlands would see high levels of rainfall until Tuesday morning, with the Pardubice and Hradec-Králové regions also likely to experience downpours. Flooding is a significant threat in some areas. A number of rivers were rising fast on Sunday evening, with some having reached the highest level of flood alert and more expected to follow. Prague Zoo has begun repair work on Cubist wooden buildings designed by the great interwar architect Josef Gočár. The buildings were damaged by severe flooding that hit the Czech capital in 2002. Once the repair work has been completed, the timber structures will house a restaurant, a museum, a gallery and a lecture hall. Gočár is regarded as one of the founders of modern architecture in Czechoslovakia, and his works include Prague's House of the Black Madonna. The Czech Republic were beaten 3-2 by Switzerland at the Ice Hockey World Championship in Germany on Saturday evening. The Czechs gave themselves a hill to climb in their first qualification round game in Mannheim after conceding two goals in a poor first period. If they fail to win their next game against Latvia on Monday night, they could be without a chance of progressing to the next stage when they take on Canada less than 24 hours later. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.